A lot of heads will be turning in Turkey this weekend. The town of Kuşdili is playing host to an annual festival of whistled languages, and a group of Americans will be there for the first time. They are Yupik Eskimos from St. Lawrence Island. Alaska Public Radio Network's Gabriel Spitzer has their story.
St. Lawrence Island sits off Alaska in the frigid waters of the Bering Sea. On the rare clear day, you can stand on its gravelly beaches and see Russia. Like other whistling cultures scattered around the world, from the Canary Islands to the mountainous Black Sea coast, it's rough, remote, and difficult to cross. So people there developed a way of talking to each other over long distances. Early on, children learned to whistle their names. Elaine Kingikuk and her cousin Yari. Both picked it up in their childhoods in the village of Savunga.
If you were to walk around in Savunga, you'd be listening to little kids whistling.
Until recently, almost no one outside St. Lawrence Island even knew about the whistled language. Yari and Elaine Kingikuk say that may be because their isolated community doesn't think of it as something separate from normal spoken communication. Yupik is still the first language for kids on the island. But Elaine Kingikuk says they soon learned to whistle as well.
Nobody really taught me, but it was all around us. It was just natural. Mm-hmm. It was just like language.
The whistling corresponds to words in St. Lawrence Island Yupik. And so whistlers can have full, complex conversations with one another without ever articulating an actual word. The cousins demonstrate, and Yari Kingikuk translates.
I asked her what she's going to do. She said she's going to greet her mom at the airport. And I mentioned to her that I'd like to come with her, and she said, sure. So I told her that I'd come have coffee with them after work tomorrow. And she said, sure.
Still, Elaine Kingikuk says the whistling method doesn't translate as well to other languages.
I could say something in English, maybe you could understand. Kind of hard to do
it
in English.
It is in English.
But in Siberian, you get this easy.
Very easy.
Did you catch that English phrase? She asked, what are you doing? Here it is again. It may be hard to do in English, but it can be useful communication in an urban setting. Yari and Elaine Kingikuk now live in Anchorage, Alaska's biggest city. Once, Yari's grandfather was visiting from the village, and they dropped by Walmart.
My grandfather walked so fast that we lost him, so I started calling for him by whistling. And I told him to come back because, you know, I was worried that he was going to get lost in such a huge store. So we were able to get back together.
That's just one new use islanders have found for the whistling communication. It's also adapted as native culture has changed. For example, both cousins can whistle church hymns, not just the tune, but the words as well.
Okay, how great thou art in our language, and the way you whistle it is...
Of all Alaska native languages, St. Lawrence Island Yupik may be the most thriving. Nearly all the island's 1,100 native residents still speak it. But even that's changing as Alaska's natives rely more and more on English for communication. And the Kingikuks worry that as indigenous languages dwindle, unique things like Yupik whistling will die with them. For NPR News, I'm Gabriel Spitzer in Anchorage, Alaska.